God, indeed you're praising the Lord and you are worshiping Him. Praise Jesus so much. We thank Him for all the new people before our eyes like today. But what I know, we were all together in the kingdom of heaven. We are happy to meet once again with you. And we prove you stand strong with us in this journey of salvation, the journey of heaven. We shall go back to heavens and we shall be there with our Father in the name of the Lord Jesus. We open up our hearts unto you together with the doors of this place to welcoming you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. Praise Jesus so much. We thank God for all the testimony we've had in His word, and He's given us the knowledge in the spiritual world. He's enriched us with the richness of knowledge. Even in the flesh, He keeps adding us the good things, and He gives us what we need, and He heals diseases, and He fights the wars. Indeed, He has balanced our lives. And I prove each one of you has come. You are in the right place in the gathering of the children of God, in the gathering of the holy clan, to hear those purposed and reasoned in heaven, and we too, we are doing them. Bible says what is done in heaven and it be done unto this world. We believe that we already agreed with that God prepared for us from heaven, and He sent Spirit to lead us in all prayers. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and a Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for committing to seek God, to seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness, and even the rest of what we need in this life, we ask He reaches them to you. We move on to base the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. And that is this ministry.
Move
on, reach unto you the call of our nation Uganda on behalf of all nations in the world. Praise Jesus so much. We were called just as you see Israel.
Israel
was called to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, to redeem us from our sins. And we as Uganda, we were called to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus, to take up His saints. And the preparation involved preaching the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. But as the nation called, we move on to see how we can prepare ourselves to seeing that we fulfill that call in each one of us and our friends and all those who love God from the entire world. How have we prepared ourselves to fulfill the call upon this nation on behalf of all nations? And this time God brought us the book of Numbers, as it was in the nation of Israel, and He brought it in Uganda, that we renew it. It's the book which prepared the nation Israel
to
reaching the birth of Christ. But this time, it's the book of the Numbers of God in the nation of Uganda to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus. Praise Jesus so much. In that book,
we
have given you the reason why we see the book of the Numbers. The first reason,
our
God is of order. And the God we work with is of order. And we too must be prepared very well. The other God is of seasons and times. He works in time. Now the book of Numbers, it put all things in order and it showed the seasons and times. It prepared the people, the servants of God in the nation of Israel. Praise Jesus so much. We looked at the reason and we saw it. And we saw that book in the nation Uganda as it was in Israel to help us fulfill the call. And we saw last part we had just seen, to realize your seasons, those you came on the world, or seasons of your salvation, or seasons of entering the ministry, then you will learn to counting them, and you will hold the wise heart that you never retard in salvation, but you always mature. The other thing we
have
to see in the book of Numbers, it's what we move on to today. Praise Jesus so much. We are going to be seeing every individual's gifts of spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Your spiritual gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The book of the Numbers of God,
Uganda,
the nation of Uganda,
as
it was in the nation of Israel, to help each one of us discover their spiritual gift, spiritual gift or spiritual gifts. And then you will get the measure of grace which is enough from God, and you will be able to minister with the protection and all the provision if you discover your gift. Here,
we
hear someone say, I'm an apostle, a pastor. The truth is this. When the Israelites were put in the book of Numbers, each one was prepared as their clan and their gifts
to
be able to minister in their works in their generations. But in this our generation, we too are prepared, each one of us, as their gift is to be able to minister and to get enough measure of the grace. Praise Jesus so much. When we begin to study of that in the kingdom of God, in this salvation, you cannot be in it and you prove you're in Christ when you don't have your spirit.
But
that's one of your spiritual names.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. That's where the grace of all your provision is.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I want us to begin like this. Ephesians chapter 4 and the verse 7.
Bible
speaks like this. Ephesians 4 from verse 7.
Naye buli muntu mufe yawewe ekisa ng'ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri.
Mutuongeze ku ddoboozi eryo. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye buli muntu mufe,
but each one of us,
yawebwa ekigera eky'ekisa,
was given the measure of grace,
ng'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri,
as the gift of Christ is.
Bwe twogera ku kirabo,
when we speak of the gift,
waliwo ekirabo ky'omubiri,
there is the natural gift,
ekiyitibwa omulimu,
which is called your work,
mu bulamu bwo,
in this life,
wabaawo ekirabo ekyomwoyo,
and there is a spiritual gift.
Wabula olwaleero,
but this day,
tusoose kutunuulira ekirabo kyo oba ebirabo bye eby'omwoyo,
first looked at your spiritual gifts.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so
much. Naye ng'ekitabo ky'okubala kwa Katonda mu ggwanga lya Uganda,
book of the Numbers of God in Uganda,
mulembe guno gwa AD,
in this era of AD, as it was in Israel, it's what helps you to prepare you in your gift. Then you get the measure of grace, which will be enough for you under the sun, and then you no more be struggling for lacking, but you know your grace, which is enough in the spiritual and the natural world. After we finish the spiritual gift, we shall be revealed of the natural gifts given you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's repeat again. Ephesians 4 verses 7.
Naye buli muntu mufe Yawebu echisa. Nge chigere chechirabo. Cha Kristo mbochiri.
Mm. Yesu yebazibwe
nyo. Praise Jesus.
Buli muntu mufi.
Each one among us.
Tewaliwe yajia mu Kristo
wano. No one came in the Christ.
Mwankubata azaliwa munsi.
Neither the one born in the world.
Katibamu wachigere echo.
And it didn't give them that measure. Kukujako
katachibikulidwa.
Except when they have not revealed of it.
Nebuli muntu mufi.
But each one in us.
Nekarike wakazara kariakana.
Just birth. The child.
Kawewechisa.
They were given the grace.
Echisa.
The measure of grace. And it bases on the gift. Christ gave you. Or the Father which
Obomo
he gave you. Or the Holy Spirit. But always. We try to ask for grace.
But
grace moves by your gift. In the world of ministry. That of the spirit. Of the church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We get the measure of protection. Of understanding of God. In the provision measure of the grace of the gift on your life. And if you're not revealed of it, I prove you can stagger in salvation. And you get tired. Every day you ask for grace. God, I ask for grace. But you don't know the measure of grace you ask.
It's
the exact gift meant to be on your life. It was packed together. The measure of grace. As the gift of Christ is, they were put together.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most people say, how does that concern the book of Numbers? When Israelites were being counted, each one was told to stand behind their banner according how their clans were. We would have had clans, but we have 12 clans of the apostles. When we join with the children of Israel, it's to say 24 elders.
In
there are all the different gifts. Now when Israelites had been called, they were prepared each to stand in their work, to stand on their banner. Apostles who stand as apostles, as a pastor, prophets as prophets, evangelists,
abayimbi,
the musicians, all the gifts as the spiritual
each
to see the goodness of God in the measure of the grace on their life.
Togenda kudamu kuyayana,
you're no more going to yarn
kugamba,
and to say why is the other given me, I'm not given.
You
discover the measure of your grace if not used
it
well, as your gift is. We've prayed much
in
the church, on the mountain, on the valley,
and
the crusades. We pray measure of grace.
Not
being revealed, we pray for our spiritual gifts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
package moves together.
Now,
as children of God this time, the nation called to lead all the nations to prepare the entire world for the coming back of Jesus.
We've
given this book of Numbers to prepare all nations in the world. Every person lined in their order where Christ will meet them aligned there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the book of Numbers, chapter 2.
Katonda yagamba Musa bwati.
God told Moses like this. Each person stand behind their banner. According how their call is. Let us hear. Numbers chapter 2 from verse 1.
Awo mukama nagamba Musa ne Aaron. Olunyolo kubiri. Nti abana ba Israeli bana asisiranga buli muntu okulirana ne bendera ye awali obubonero bw'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe bana asisiranga okwolekera eweema ey'okusisinkaniramu enjuyi zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mukama n'ategeka abaana ba Israeli.
God prepared the Israelites.
N'agamba Musa.
He told Moses.
Nti buli muntu.
Every person.
Ayimire.
Let them line up.
Awali bendera ye.
Where their banner is.
Bendera liye kolaki.
The banner was doing what? No, all tribes of the Israelites, they put there their banner. Every clan was given its specific work in the serving of God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now the truth is this.
We,
because the church shifted from the way of the shadow of being in the clans, we were put on the foundations of apostles and prophets. one of us. They were given the measure of
buri
the
buri
on them, each person.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
the banner you will stand in.
The
banner you will stand upon to uphold it, to raise it. If you're an apostle,
that
one of the apostles you stand
for.
If you find your apostle and a teacher, if they call those on banners of apostles, you stand. If they call the evangelists, there too you go. Every pastor was prepared the book of Numbers and stand as the banner of their clan was to head on to the east. And they looked sun, not the physical sun, and they followed the light of the word of God.
For
when Jesus is the world, is the light of the world.
He said,
everyone should stand around their banner. Now we found a problem in us. Sometimes you're a pastor, and we find you again. You are an apostle again, and you spent being a pastor 4 days.
Those
who don't know yet they're in church.
Let me tell
you, you suffered for those things.
Measure
grace is not enough for us. But they shouldn't
listen to you.
No
yes.
One is called in Jesus. And they have no measure of grace. Even the one in the world, they gave them at least a natural gift.
For
we when you are saved, though we
give
even bodies gifts in the world, but it adds on the spiritual gift.
That's
each one of us, they have it. Once you get revealed of it,
and
you see the grace on your life, don't say, God, give me grace.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But after
we order people like that,
we're
no more going to struggle with them. Everyone will know where they are to stand. I know most we shall study it in the right Christ and his church, and we separate him from the false Christ and his church.
For
churches of false Christ, they are buildings. But the church of Christ,
there
he says, children of God.
And
that church is built by spiritual gifts.
It's
not built by iron sheets.
You
can't join on the true church of Christ
and
you don't know your spiritual gifts.
And
each one in us, you have it. Ask yourself, all along, what have you been? You know, religion made us foolish like that. Religions are one took away the gifts. And they put their gifts not written. Like the priests.
Reverend. The most right reverend.
Most right reverend. Both are not in the Bible. When salvation came to rise up again, we got mad into those things also. No one comes in Jesus
when
after measure of grace given them of their gifts.
Now,
Israelites in the book of Numbers, each one of them
meant
to stand where their banner was. As each clan was called, the Levites stood on their banner serving in the holy things. They were those who were hunters. All clans were given roles. I would have read of them in the book of Exodus. When Jacob was learning and blessing the 12 Israelite clans, each one he told them, you'll be this. You too, you'll be this.
Those
of Judah, you'll be this.
The Levites,
this.
Everyone,
you know what you are meant to do and what you are meant to move on with. Not to just come that you have a holy clan. Told you God creates people without agendas to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Israelites
like to tell them each stand behind their banner. Every clan was called to do a specific role.
Remember,
they were a shadow church. The spiritual and the physical. Each had what to do every clan.
Can't
be Christ as a church. Doesn't know what they're supposed to do.
In the
measure of grace, where are you to get it? As the book is. As the gift someone is.
Katusome. Tuze moko. Tudire moko.
Numbers chapter 2 verses 1.
Awo mukama n'agamba Musa ne Aaron olunyo olwokubiri nti abaana ba Isirayiri banaasiisiranga buli muntu okulira n'ebbendera ye awali obubonero bw'ennyumba z'abakitaabwe banaasiisiranga okwolekera eweema ey'okusisinkaniramu enjuyi zonna olunyo olwokusatu era abo abanaasiisira ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba okutunulira enjuba jeva bana abanga babendera ya lusisira lwa Yuda.
You hear?
Buli muntu awali bendera ya Yuda.
Where is the band of Judah?
We bayimirira.
They stand there.
Ebo roza Yuda bali bamuita kola.
You think Judah was called to do what?
Oina kudda yunga omoyo mtu kuvali mu Yakobo kitabwe.
Go when the Holy Spirit was in Jacob their father.
Ngalaira
and he was
buli omunga blessing abwante kitabwe kinatambula
as their clan will move
kinawerezanga kitya
how will it serve
kati fwe kanisa ekizibu kyetwafuna
we church the problem we got
kuvayo buli muntu ngatamanyine wakwata
everyone comes they don't know where they fall
tumanyi wudu nakuyimirira
don't know where you meant to stand
kati kise kye kigero gena kijjawa
measure of grace where are you to get it
era mukama rumwa asasidenga musasi natuwalula
just dragged us
natugeza konge kanisa
Christ on us as church.
You hear in
there.
Ask for grace.
You don't know what is grace. But you ask for your spiritual gift. If it is revealed,
you.
And the measure of your provision to is revealed.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
But in Mukanisa,
now in church,
though
in the world, each has their gift there.
We're
no more going to struggle, brethren. Measure of grace to manifest in our lives. Your provision will pass there to reach you.
This will
push you
today.
Power
it
brings it.
You're
going to have power enough as measure of grace to bring what you need.
And
prove we can prepare the entire world. Let's read in the Exodus chapter 1. Exodus chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ganoge manya gabana wa Israeli abatu kamu misiri buli muntu ne nyumba ye najia wamune Yakobo. Olokubiri, Leubeni, Simeoni, Levi, ne Yuda. Olokusatu, Isakari, Zebuloni, ne Benjamini. Olokuna, Dani, ne Naftali, Gadi, ne Aseri. Olokutano, abantu bonna abava mu ntumbe za Yakobo, ne babe mioyo nsanvu.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
We've
heard the clans.
The
clan of Judah, we singled it as an example.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Now you have
as they were standing
in
the serving of God, each one on their banner, as their clans are, just as their works, how they were called to work.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. According to scriptures of truth, no one in the church of Christ
we
can be their servant. Don't know your spiritual gift and you think you're serving God. When he speaks that in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 1 to down, he says this.
Let's
read and we connect seeing. 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 1.
Kale n'abooluganda, ebyebirabo eby'omwoyo sagala mu butabitegeera. Olunyo olw'okubiri, mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga nga mwakyamizibwanga eri ebifaananyi ebitoogera nga mukyamizibbwa mu ngeri yonna. Olunyo olw'okusatu, Chemvamba tegeza nga siwali muntu wayogera mu moyo gwa
soko komekawo.
You first pause there.
Aburuganda.
Brethren.
Ebiye birabe byo moyo.
Concerning spiritual gifts.
Sagara mu butabimanya.
I don't want you not be aware of them.
Moyo mtu kuvali motume Paul.
Holy Spirit is an apostle Paul.
Atunyonyola.
He explains us.
Nagamba aburuganda.
Brethren.
Tuli ne birabe byo moyo.
We have spiritual gifts.
Yachaura nagamba ebiye birabe byo moyo.
Say concerning spiritual gifts.
Sagara mu butabimanya.
I don't want you not to know them.
Bangira waliyo ne birabe byo mbiri ebyo mubiri.
Natural gifts.
Those
given
Naba
us
ingenia,
as engineers,
doctors
of the world, and the others,
as
we shall reach them.
Na kanisa,
but in part of church,
gamba,
they tell you concerning spiritual gifts. You don't need to be there and you don't know them. For those who don't know them,
they
are those who serve idols. Let's repeat it.
Bakolin search soka.
First Corinthians 12 from verse 1.
Kale n'abooluganda, ebyebirabo eby'omwoyo, sagala mu obutabitegeera. Olunyo olwokubiri, mumanyi bwe mwali abamawanga, nga mwakyamizibwa ngeri ebifaananyi ebitoogera, nga mukyamizibbwa mu ngeri zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamanti,
he says, when we turn to serve the living God, it requires of us to know of the spiritual gifts. But when we served the idols, we didn't have gifts. You lighten the fire in the shrine, but you light it. Maybe the chief wizard was called what there? Did he have a gift?
Kakati simanyi bojja mu
Kristo Yesu. Don't know how you come in Jesus.
No beranga tumanyisa kya kigera
kirabocho. Measure of grace of your gift.
Amazima gali bwega.
The truth is this.
Kuberana ebirabo kuva ku
kimu. Have gifts from one
paka kubita
unto five.
Kubanga yagaba talanta.
For he gave talents.
Omuna amuwemu.
One gave one.
Omulala biri.
Another two.
Omulala satu.
Another three.
Omulala nya.
Another four.
Nomulala tano.
Even five.
Kisoboka tuka kubira bebe.
It's possible to reach five gifts.
Bitano. Yesu yebazibwe. Na ye kizibu.
But the problem.
Party jengkura zeko lukumbuli.
Shown you.
Aba wewe zangabi fana.
Those who served idols.
Eba tamani yangu bira wuya.
They are the ones who never knew their gifts.
Ebira bebiomo.
Gifts of the spirit.
Katondo mudamu.
The living God.
Tawe rezibwa na mikono jafu.
Don't serve with human hands. As if he's in need.
Boga manti ogena muwe reza.
You say you go to serve him.
Ogena muwe reza na chi.
You're going to serve him with what?
Yes, we have a
praise zibu. Jesus.
But ya uwa batobu zibu kanisa.
There's a problem there, church.
Usaba katunanga.
Ask God.
Ugamba wampereza.
You say you served me.
Say,
I'm not served with you on hand.
Wampereza na
you served me with what?
Kwebu utaba na chinabu chato suwa muwereza.
If you don't have your gift, you can't serve him.
Katunanga antina muwereza.
You say you have served him.
There's
the trick of Satan.
Satan
does this.
He
gets the building, calls it church.
It
makes you forget you are the church.
It
makes you forget you are a part of the body.
You
to become a part, you have to pass your gifts. And
it
confuses everything. I wanted to connect the book of Numbers.
And
New Testament, how it's
tomorrow.
The measure of grace of their gifts. And you see the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we serve worthless things,
of
religions,
you know, they are
without gifts of
the Spirit.
There's no any other these are idols.
There.
You know things of worshiping idols.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. You know things of
Isaac.
Imam
rest.
The rest you are, I don't what? Followers.
You
have not served God. When you come in salvation,
it's possible
to be there. You serve God of salvation. The Lord Jesus. And you have no spiritual gift. There, you're going to waste time. Say, God, I serve you.
He will
ask you, how did you serve me?
I'm
not served with the hands as if I'm in need. Okay, tell me.
What did the non
you
utia?
Began to serve me how?
This
is where you've complained. There's someone saying, Lord, I helped people.
Yes.
Yes. Did you discover it's your gift?
It
worked as it's your gift.
The
gift of helping is there.
You
didn't you feel proud
mkuyamba.
Me in helping? I am the one.
You are
on the gift of God. You praise yourself.
Lord,
I thank you. You helped me.
I'm
the
gift
you gave me of helping. And I've helped.
God,
I give you glory and honor.
Yes,
we have praise Jesus.
Na yekati wabuzi watu
bata
na
bo. Problem we had.
Ngati tuliba tege kwenye kanisa.
We were not prepared as church.
Na tuli na chebaita confusion.
And we have confusion among us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Ubutaba yangu kwa mukanisa.
The confusion in church.
Buriomo tamanye chari.
Each doesn't know what they
tamanyu
are.
Tamanyu wakuhimirida.
Don't know where to stand.
Chokaka tuorua rero.
Yet today.
Omundu wauli nanti oruganda oyu musuma.
Yes, this one is the pastor.
Nganyiga.
They get anger. When did they become a pastor?
Ochimanyi ntia chochitibwa.
You know that
Chino an honor.
It's not an honor.
Muno mulimu gwangeri katonda.
This is my work before God.
Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus.
Era twagalo kutegera.
Want to tell you.
Okuva ruorokoka.
Right from when you get saved.
Tuino kumanya olimuchi.
You are standing right.
Tulio kato kukuze bodyo.
Grow you like that.
Okore no kukora. Okwe chitaro mkumanya.
Extremely knowledge as your gift is.
Adigwa yagaro kurera.
Now you want to
manya
be nursed. You have arrived where the nasty people. And God carries them himself.
He
did make a mistake bringing the service.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Now listen.
Bible
says in the Acts. Acts 17. Verses 19.
Speak
this. Let's read. Acts 17 from verse 19.
Kuyogera wekuli. Olama kumiabili. Kubango olete ebigambo ebijja mu matu gaffe. Chetuva twagala okutegeera amakulu g'ebigambo bino. Olwabiri mu olumu. Abasene bonna n'abagenyi ababangayo. Tebakolanga kintu kirala wabula okwogera ng'oba okuwuliranga ekigambo ekijja.
Nga bwe tukola leero.
As we do today.
Olunya olwabiri mu ebiri. Paulo n'ayimira wakati wa Leopago n'agamba nti. Abasajja abasene mbalabye mu byonna nga mutya nnyo balubaale. Olunya olwabiri mu esatu. Kubanga bwe mbadde mpita ne ntunuulira bye musinza era n'ensanga ekyoto ekiwandiikiddwako nti kya Katonda tategeerwa.
Nga bwe tubadde tubyogera.
As we have been speaking it.
Nga tugamba naye ebintu bya Mukama bibuzaabuza.
And we said the things of God are confusing.
Tebibuzaabuza.
They are not confusing.
Gwe obuzaabuzibwa si
byo. You who got confused, not God.
Bikuwa watu mesula ya kumina msambu nyolwa bili mwesatu.
Acts 17:23.
Kale chemu sinzanga temuchitegera. Nze chemba bulira. Olunyolwa bili mwenya. Katonde ya kole nsi nebili mbiona. Oyo kubanga ye mukama we gulunensi. Tabe na masabaga kole buwane mikono. Olunyolwa bili mwetano. Sota uweleze wana mikono jiavantu. Nge yetage chintu. Kubango ye yaba wabo nobulamu no kusa omuka. Nebiona.
Have
you heard clear?
God
who made heavens and the earth.
They don't build
him its building and they say he is in that building.
Just
where you've been, there is a God of that place.
The
God we speak of here is the one who made heavens and earth.
It's
not just in this place alone. He fills the heavens and earth.
But
not serving human hands as if he's in need. Let me ask, how have you been serving him?
So you told him,
God, I served you, and asks you, how you served me with what? You
now have
not served with human hands. People say, the servant of God.
Friend,
have you
reached
before him?
You
want to give and serve him.
The one serving
means carry something, take it to him. You served him how yourself?
I
tell you,
what
is the problem of which has been on our church?
But
you say when you speak me, I'm an apostle to correct things, to uproot whatever I never planted, and everything
I built.
Man is purpose and cancels by force.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
If you don't
believe all
truth,
something is wrong.
You said,
God, you served him with what?
When
you gave bags of cement
okuzimba
to build
the
synagogue,
he
said you served God.
Nakubuza.
And he asked you, what measure of grace gave you that?
Is it oxygen
you breathe, it moved you to make money?
Do you give it yourself? You get it from where? Now listen. See, we've yearned much in church. And we need, Lord, we serve you. We serve you, Lord.
But
why,
Father, where is that?
We your servants to torment us. He says, you serve me with what? As you could move, the shoe are all filled with the socks. And he said, Lord, I serve you. And don't mind me. The time you prayed and you cried even tears. You serve me with what? I'm not serving human hands as if I'm in need.
But
measure grace of my gift is what you can best seem to serve me.
And
it's where your provision is, I put it there. If you stand like that and you are told,
no, that
measure of grace of gift you have, most people here, most people push them in the right Christ. Even these packages in the right Christ,
but you've
gotten out to prepare us. Listen, the God we worship is the high level of order.
In
all this church where they're meant to be. But if you have no order, don't prove you are a church of God on that side.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
If you
don't have order, we speak of like today.
I
don't prove you are a church wherever you are. For in all churches, they are filled of order. Ask yourself, where are they? Did we fall on a problem long time?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we speak that in the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 15 speaks in all his churches. Let's see verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 33.
Temulimbi bwanga okukwana nababi kwono nempise nnungi.
Katulabe damuko.
Abakorinthians 15 verse 33.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 33.
Temulimbi bwanga okukwana nababi kwono nempise nnungi.
Katudeyo kuva ku lwabiri mu omukaaga.
Abakorinso ekisooka esula ya 15 olwabiri mu omukaaga.
1 Corinthians 15 from 26.
Omulabe w'enkomerero alijibwawo kwe kufa.
14. Bakorinso ekisooka 14:3.
1 Corinthians 14 verse 33.
Abakorinso ekisooka esula ya 18 olwasatu mu
1 Corinthians 14 verse 33.
Kubanga Katonda siwa kuyogana na yewa mirembe nga mukanisa zoneza abatukuvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Katonda
God
siwa
is not of confusion,
na ye Katonda wa order,
but the God of order.
Wada wako isiza wa mirembe.
We have used peace.
Mukanisa nga mukanisa zoneza abatukuvu.
All churches of the saints,
mwino kubanga muri mu
order, be order.
Muri muntu nga ali mu kifo kiri
in their own position themselves. Then you will see the grace of God. But he did the order like this.
That
he put others be apostles, others prophets, others pastors, others evangelists.
In
all churches of the
same,
orders must move
in that. If
each moves the measure of their grace, gift given
them,
they are going to see the provision of God, the protection of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And book
of the numbers of God
to come
in our nation,
like
it was in Israel, wanted to pray us
first,
sends us prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus.
Each
be found in their own position.
Everyone
found serving as God sent them.
For
you say, who is the faithful servant? Whom the master will find. And
he
feeds their brothers in the right time. That servant is blessed.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
That
servant is blessed.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much. Let me tell you, see, the Israelites, when they were prepared, each stand as their banner is, as each their gift is,
each
in the tribe they have
spoken, told them each what they are meant to do.
Now
it's the truth on the body of Christ as the church.
Each
person what you move by, your gifts, what attached on your provision and the good things spoken to follow
Katonda.
You from God. In the book of Genesis, Genesis 49, the tribes of the Israelites, each was to line on their banner, each was spoken blessings what they were meant to be. Let's read there and we hear. Genesis 49 from verse 1.
Yakobo naita abana be abasajja nayogera nti mukungane ndiyoke mbabulire ekiri babako munnaku ezenkomerero. Olunyo lwekubiri, mukungane muwulire mu abana ba Yakobo.
You hear what he tells them. But the one speaking is the Holy Spirit himself. According to the voice you hear. Though James is the one
who Jacob,
but the voice is of the Holy Spirit.
The one who told them,
hear you children of Jacob. And children of Israel of heaven. Our Lord Jesus. Genesis 49 verses 3.
Laubeni, gwe olivera mbereberye wange, buyinza wange, era amanyi gange, mwegasokera, ekitibwa ekisinga, n'obuyinza obusinga.
Owulidde bwe yamugamba.
You hear what he told him?
Nti abaana ayimiriranga mu kika kya Laubeni.
Those who stand in the tribe of Reuben.
Ekirabo kyammwe kiri bwe
kiti. Your gift is this.
Mugenda kubanga buyinza bwange.
Going to be my mighty.
Amanyi gange mwegasokera.
My strength, initial strength.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Whoever
was born in that land, when he discovered who had called to glory,
yeah,
they stood.
The
problem what they found is one. They were not revealed what they were called to do. After someone has realized, I am an apostle of God.
Katonda gwateka mu ebigambo bye.
God puts in his words. Has the
magendo
and he sends you go speak. I can stand and surprises people. If I realize I'm an evangelist, as the Holy Spirit is the evangelist who is leading us, you understand how you stand.
These
each on their banner, as their clans were, they were spoken upon what they were to be.
A
measure of grace of the gift upon each one.
It's
what contains what speaks of you. It's where your provision is attached, where your goodness is attached.
Genesis 49 verses
4.
Omulebevu nga amazzi tolisinga. Kubanga walinya ku kitanda kya kitaawo n'okigwagwa waza.
Namubulira n'ensobi.
He told him his mistakes.
Namugamba kakati gwobadde munafu bwoti.
You've been weak in this.
Na ye kakati njagala ofuuke maanyi gange entandikwa y'amaanyi.
The first of my strength.
Bino ebyobulebevu omanyi obadde mu nsinga oli morogorogo.
In the world you're wizards.
Olina olugambo gambo.
You have rumor mongering.
Gwe osunguwala amangu. Naye ebyo Katonda abitadde wali kati agamba. Njagala obeere entandikwa y'amaanyi gange. Njagala obeere omutume wange.
I want to be my apostle, my pastor.
Gwe natuma okusumba abantu bange. Omubulizi w'enjiri. Biri ebyobunafu kasuka eri.
The weakness thrown aside.
Fe omanyi mu kika kyaffe.
We in our class.
Fe awe gundi.
We of peace.
Waliwo bano bye bagamba mbu tutuli for mitatto.
What is that?
No, tandiko kuyomanoga.
You don't know us.
Ebiobiveko.
That.
Ebiobunafu yabimugamba na mugamba katikwe. Kino kyobadde.
You've been this.
Na ye.
But.
Katinja kufura.
I want to make you.
Obere ntandiko ya amanyi gange.
Be the beginning of my strength.
Amanyi gange.
My strength. It's beginning.
Don't
want to be what you've been. When immorality
told
you are lazy, lose,
they
take a nickel and you are going
end
in the bed. Hmm.
If you tell
doesn't want that, now he calls you
Uganda.
You Uganda.
and friends of Uganda and all those
people,
to prepare them as children.
Christ
Jesus to come back and be prepared well as the bride will come and
he
finds his groom, and the bride is prepared well without spot and a wrinkle.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You've been there loose like that. Propose to your little and you are taken. Someone tells you 3-4 words. I love you, you're so beautiful. And you say,
you
are the only one. New person.
Find a madam, speak
a voice.
Well,
the rich devil will kick you and they have a mouth like that and they speak much. You have to be careful. You become strong as you're given to discover. You discover the post of God. Don't I shame him. Stand as an evangelist, gospel of God. If a pastor, shepherd as God would have done it, then
you say,
God, I serve you as the measure of grace of your goodness. I see your goodness come my way.
Genesis 49
verses 4.
Kubanga cha kitaawo n'okigwagwa waza yalinya ku kiriri kyange. Olunyolo kutano. Simeoni ne Levi ba Luganda. Ebitala byabwe byakulwanyisa byamaanyi.
He spoke that on this one.
Nagamba uno Simeoni ne
Levi. Simon and Levi.
Oyinza okwesingana.
You may find yourself.
Ngamune muri batume banje.
You are made apostles.
Olubano yabaita nabogera
ko kimu. He called them two and spoke one thing on them.
And we find,
I'm in the measure with you. With Pastor Muteka.
You
don't get angered. Why are we all apostles?
But
go cut off some of your fingers and you remain with one. For others, you don't want them, they are not beneficial. Why don't they quarrel with each other?
I would have had one finger.
Why do you come and we are the same?
Nezo nazikiriza ziwereze wa buli omu mukigerache gorabye benkana buli omwali ne kigerache
each one has the measure.
Ne wote mira ka kam
you cut off one
ojo manyandi wali okeeta
gakabekano need even this small one.
Kakati kankubulire wali wafana
tell you had died long time
irango olie yo obowereza biki.
I wonder what you served.
Kubanga tusobola wereza katuna
ngato na chiro without a spiritual gift.
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus. Genesis
49 verse 6. He
told them, but you, Simeon, and Levi, you are swords of war. I've changed you. The other time you did this, you
collided
and you killed someone out there.
Bino yabitugamba ne mukubikulirwa. Natugamba mbarabye ke birungi bwe bitinewe
bibi. Naye
bino bye bibi.
Mubireke
mukomwe mukwagalo kwaso.
Leave them, come back to the first love.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba yababulirange kitufu
kye balina okuba.
Nababulirane kicha mu kye bali bogenze.
Wrong they had committed.
Why
did you go do this? My spirit not to come to you, neither to help you. For you killed someone.
Now
they got angered. When they raped their sister. And these two brothers condived. They went to kill people there.
Genesis 49
verse 6.
Kubanga olw'obusungu bwabwe batta omusajja n'olw'eddalu lyabwe batema ente olunywa.
Kakati bingi byokoledde mu nseri eyo butamanyi.
Naye
ebiro byokumanyanga
bituuse.
Koma otambule ng'omutume wa
Katonda.
Mulizi
w'enjiri.
Twagala kukuza ng'ekigera ky'ekisa ekirikulamu obwo. Olaba obulungi bwa Katonda nga temukyasika mu guwa
naye.
Olyoko kakasenga kati oli muweereza we.
Kubanga taweerezebwa
na
mikono.
That's the
meaning of the book of Numbers
Uganda.
In Uganda, as it was in Israel. God brings it for all nations
to
reorder us, each person.
As
all the church of the saints
are moving.
Remember, it's to meet a church without spot and wrinkle.
Is
the holy church. But they are ordered very well.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
He
said these ones had stubbornness. They killed someone because of their madness. Many things you've done with your stubbornness. Now stop them. All things angering God.
Yet
he called you to be something else.
Now
God called you from your mother's womb. Before you
were
in it, you said you are a prophet or pastor.
But
you came in the world, what are you on? Does he not speak
that?
Let's go read Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 4 and 5.
Jeremiah chapter
1
verse 4. Awe chigambo cha mkama nechinjijira. Olinyolo kutano. Tibwenalinga sina kubu mba mulubuto na kumanya. Elanga tona vama mulubuto na kutukuza. Mkutadeo kubani na bieli ya mawanga.
You hear what he called him for?
Ngageno mute kamrutu wa mama we.
As he puts in the mother's womb.
Ya mungamba, ya gamba, you
say wangu. That one is my prophet. Imagine from your
past,
your gift was revealed in the spiritual gift. And God knows it. And He tells it to us. See where you've been out there.
Even
the natural gift, you don't know it. But when you reach the natural gift, you don't know whether you're an engineer or what. Each was called with a spiritual and a natural gift.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He knew
before you were in your mother's womb. He said that's an apostle, that's a pastor,
an evangelist,
he's a musician.
You will give
the word of wisdom, is the work of miracles,
the
work of wonders. See, when you reach religions, stagnated
you.
When Satan missed salvation up,
friend,
out there like we are things out there.
And say,
come to the church, shout hallelujah. And you shout hallelujah. As if you're mad.
Someone.
A person is sitting serious. Look at what you are into. Look at the ambassador of God, how they appear.
Yes, we
have Jesus. All that we want to wind them up. Get back to Genesis
49.
When God knew your weakness, He cast it. Time God calls you still in your truth and He prepares you.
He
curses everything which has been troubling you. Once you move by the good life, He's prepared for you. Genesis 49 verse
7.
See,
if those things don't get from you, for Simeon and Levi, God called him to be his sword fight on his side. Now they used it elsewhere. He said, now yet your anger be cast. For it's so dangerous. They call
me
apostle. They are barking like a dog. Look at the prophet.
The prophet
exposes a privacy to people they call you.
There's
a prophet I know.
Pastor Muchibi.
He too knows. When you anger that prophet, a prophetess, she's a female. She will open her butt to you and like that. That prophets are like that.
She
opens a skirt to you like that. Those evangelists,
yeah, we do have
a time they preach, they say, dogs, you go in hell. They are all messed up.
Instead
of preaching well, they preach at the same. I see you. You have many sins. You fall in hell to get destroyed. Look at you. What took the body from you? You refuse to be saved. You are like a dog. Now, what is he on? Church and its things. The way you've been in was a wrong, dead way. You find an evangelist already messed up like a mad person on the way. He put a power in the middle of the Lord. They have no order.
But God is a gentleman. You can't speak of him and a
mad person that you speak about God.
He told you not to shame
you when you do shameful things. Madness, God has cast it. Leaves you when he renews you. Genesis 49 verses
7. Yuda, gweneba gandabo, bana kutenderezanga. Omukono gwo gunabanga kubulago bwabalabebo. Abana bakitawo bana kutamanga mu masogo.
Namugamba Yuda.
He said Yuda.
Kakati gwe buli abagendo kuva munjagala babere bwe.
Come from you, I want them be that way. They will worship you. Not worship praise. But praise that Judah.
Judah,
they are all perfect. He does.
Yes,
that's why Jesus came from that tribe. Physically.
And
spoke of him down, they said this.
Genesis 49
verses 9.
Yuda, ye mwana we mpologoma. Olinye mwana wange, ngovude kumuyigo. Yakutama, yabwama nge mpologoma. Era nge mpologoma enkazi. Ania namubusa. Ulwe kumi.
Praise Jesus.
Nandi you good to be mad at
you. We have spoken, we finish all. Our gifts are told you. They were arranged. As you see, the Israelites were ordered. As the weight moves in its strength, you find an evangelist.
It's
not like a pastor.
Pastor. Yes, yeah,
and the pastor is there. Friend, leave the scene. But
the
evangelist said, because it's written,
the evangelist said,
you come as you are. God will change you.
When the
evangelist comes to preach, you may wonder whether the pastor shepherded you. You wait when he started the right Christ and his church. You will see. The evangelist is the strength of a lion. And the preach, they say, if you don't do this, this will be next. And they don't accuse, they preach truth.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, simanyo banyizo marayo.
I don't know whether I can finish it. But time is not enough for us.
Katusemeko ku Zebuloni katono.
The street of Zebulon.
Onyole 13.
Verse 13.
Genesis 49:13.
Zebuloni anatulanga kutale yenyanja anabanga omwaro ogwamato nensalo ye enebanga ku Sidoni.
These were the apostles.
They were going to fish. They are the Peters.
Gamba gubere eri ku mwaro uvuba
enga. These showers you fish.
We yaba ita yaira Peter jiangu. Kati obato uvuba.
You've been fishing.
Mungeri yeyo ngati nakutira mweyo
mu. I called you
mubani mba Zebuloni. Kati nku mba chusiza muvube ba
fish people now.
We didn't
know
okay.
I can't finish them.
At least
we've begun on it.
At least
other time we shall begin from there. By still time is left us.
You can't
be in Christ Jesus
and you
have the part of his body.
And
being part of the body of Christ,
you
must have a spiritual gift.
You
must be gifted of the Spirit.
And see
measure of grace he put for you. Provision will flow come your way.
And
they read this scripture.
We
would have read finish all to see what they were. All of those born in Zebulun, that's what they were. And it benefited spiritually and physically. God came in the New Testament. He said,
"Gave
you a spiritual and a physical."
The
others he joined it up.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We shall
get indeed a good order. Each stand in their own position.
But
let's read 1 Corinthians 12. If you want to be part of the body of Christ and it's the church, prove you are a specific part on that body. Be an apostle, a prophet, or a pastor, an evangelist. You may be a musician. You may be a work of miracles.
An
intercessor.
You
may be a deacon. As we shall study them. Let's first read here.
At least.
And you go know that you'll be hard to be in the body of Christ when you don't have a spiritual gift that gives you to serve him.
Yet,
in that gift is where there's grace sufficient for you in the spiritual world to give you all protection, provision. First Corinthians chapter 12 from verse 14.
Kubanga no mubiri si kitundu kimu na ye bingi 15 ekigere bwe kyogera nti kubanga siri mukono siri wa ku mubiri olwecho tekibere kitali kya ku mubiri.
Let's begin from verse 12. Praise Jesus.
Amazima gali kwega.
The truth is like this. The church of Christ, it is compared as your body. It has not one part.
There
are not five. As those who first told you, the church is made of five gifts. You see, human body made of five parts only. It was all lies of Satan. Now listen, if you think I'm lying. First Corinthians 12 from verse 12.
Kuba omubiri nga bwe guli ogumu ne guba n'ebitundu bingi n'ebitundu byonna eby'omubiri ne wankubadde nga bingi gwe mubiri gumu era ne Kristo bwati.
Ne Kristo bwakola
ki? Even Christ is like that.
Ekanisa ye.
His church.
Ebera n'ebitundu bingi.
Holds many parts.
Ebera byenjawulo.
Different gifts.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Tekisoboka kugamba nti yokanisa.
It's possible to say that is the church.
Ngebera byimute
biri. And some gifts are not there.
You're not to fubola banga bifubu to ayo bila
we manifest
tukakasent twini kanisa
Christ. We have the church of Christ
and
that there is the body of Christ there.
Ngabula mbili ne bitundu bya gonga
bi. The body and its parts many.
Wait, kanisa
gwe bi. That's how church is.
Buli muntu nga kitundu kya munne.
Every person is a part of another.
Iruri no kuba kirabo kyolina.
You have to hold the gift you have.
Kizo kuba mukono gwa munno.
Be a hand of another.
Kizo kuba kuguru kwa mulala.
Be the leg of another.
Kizo kuba elisoli omulala.
Be the eye of the other.
Omwo kumuzimba no kumugasa.
Building them and benefiting them.
Bakolinse chisoke sura ya kuminabili olunye yole kuminesatu.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 13.
Kubanga mumoyo omu fenatu wabatizibwa okuingira mbili gumu obaba yudaya obaba yonani obaba du obaba dembe fenane tunywesebwa mumoyo omu. Kuminanya kubanga nomu bili si chitundu chimu na yebi inji. Kuminatano echigere wechio geranti kubanga siri mukono siri wakumubili olwecho techive ila chitali cha kumubili.
Kakati echizibu echitumete.
Now the problem which has been on us.
Gubade tofayo kumugana.
You didn't mind of your brethren.
Na wera videndo inzo kubuli chigirecho. Kumuya mbota mbolo gendoro mabola.
Perhaps you to help them move all this journey.
Ningo ga ah.
Yeti sena.
Abo mnaiva.
Those ones. Those ones are Rwandese.
Obachiga.
Those are Bachiga. Those are Baganda.
Ebyo bijewa.
You take that from here.
Tuwa ingira. Tuwa ita mumoyo.
Pass to one spirit.
Oku ingira mkristo yeso. Kumero mbirigu.
Enter Christ Jesus be one body.
Tetuche alimbo yomu.
We know God that is a Congolese.
Ono mchaira.
This one is a Chinese. It's no more there.
Teri wano mbwa ono mamerika.
No one here that you are an American.
Yes, you
praise
you.
Jesus.
Atatu sobra gandi. Anze ndi mukono bane.
I'm the hand.
Siri wako mubiri
zega. I'm not of the body.
Tanku wata ko
yimu kudde ko tebinku wata. They have fallen on them. It doesn't mind me and concern me.
E ngabura babwe kitundu byo mbiri webiri.
Body parts how they are.
Echi muchi yamba chinne
wa. It helps another.
Wanga mu eriso ligwamu akasubi.
Something falls in it.
Ninga eriso risobara
kwe. And the eye cannot take it out.
Riso kanirigeza ko
kwe. Tries to take it out.
Ngali furumia amazi.
And releases tears.
Erigeze buri muntu ashoka kwe yamba na remererwa.
First tries to help themselves they fail.
Na mukoro na agamba
bikulemye bambi. You failed. Let me take it out. And it is out.
Again, no kuraba.
You begin to see the
eye.
Don't see it well. Use the second one. I see it well.
Take away kadabiruwa mwa.
Put the mirror. And the other hand holds the mirror.
Now, church,
can we help ourselves when there are no gifts? How can we serve God? Spend time saying that. We are servants of God.
We
spend years as we serve
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Bakolinso ekisoka esula ya kumi na bili. Olunye olwe kumi na omukaga.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 16.
Ero kutube kuogera nti. Kubanga siri liso. Siri wakumubiri. Olwecho tekubeero kutali kwa kumubiri. Olwa 17. Omubiri gwonna siriiso. Okuwulira kwandibaddewa.
Singa dambulungi.
Bakolinso ekisoka esula ya 12:17. Omubiri gwonna singa liiso. Okuwulira kwandibaddewa.
Kati bwe babeera kankubuli olaba.
Let me tell you see.
Oyagala ozuula nti awantu amu tewali.
If you want to discover some places in the new church of Christ. There are synagogues of Satan there. You find them say
apostolic ministry.
It's an apostolic ministry. Where is the utume?
Kakati umubiri guriwa.
Where is the body there?
Liso liokari eriwa.
Only the eye is what is there.
Kari mutume.
Okay, an apostle, the feet alone is what is there.
Wango no ye mutume
so this is the apostle Moses.
Nibu wanga yariwa yeka.
If he's the only one there. Where is the church
umubiri guriwa.
There? Where is the body?
Kakati gambo singanye.
We say your font.
Liso ngari eriwa.
The eye is what is
Ogamba
there.
Ogamba oyo.
And he say, what is that?
If you can find
the eye moving on the wing itself, begin to wonder, am I seeing clear?
But I hear Abaddon.
If you don't call Abaddon, angel of the
chains,
you run off.
No singer, no
beggar. You find the feet; they are moving
themselves.
The parts up; they are not there. You wonder what is that?
Ogamba naye ndaba buruwe
samai sinclair
ibyo bigere bya
bitafuna those are feet moving themselves.
Omuntu aliwa,
where is the person then?
Erato izana chikiriza ati oyo muntu,
can't believe it's the human being.
Usukuru kwa ndaye,
my God,
that if wenga batagede kwa foreign angel
and asuru foreign angel
kwa foreign angel batani chokuza njira
ko angels have begin to play on me.
Ogutundundu ogumba kukwese batambula chitundu tundu,
move only a portion.
You
think how we judge them when they have feet alone?
Let's pass
here.
Abakolinso ekisoka Esula ya kuminabili, onyole kuminomusamu.
1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 17.
Omubili gona singa liso, okuulira kwandiba dewa. Gona singa kuulira, okuunyiriza kwandiba dewa.
Kakati?
No.
Ebirabu ebitabira ukangubuli.
If gifts are not there,
yengeri yokubona abona ku kanisa.
The suffering of the church, you see.
Kubanga singa nyindo teriyo.
Well, if the note is then there.
Olutu ukangu ugeenda kulia.
You reach, you're going to eat.
Ebintu byoli yanga biwunya birabika bulungi.
Look good.
Na yenge echandi kulabudde kuwunya kwabyo.
One view its smell.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Obimanyi ebintu inzo birabanga birabika bulungi.
See things look good.
Na yenga biri mwaka atwa.
Yet there is poison in them.
Na yenga asobola kukula bulayi.
But one who can warn you alone
yenyindo
is the nose.
Inimiri wadira bika bulungi.
This food looks good. No.
Muri mwaka atwa sijalia.
Poison I will not eat.
On
the church with the nose. The nose we are here. And there you check the words.
Voice
just because
you speak,
know what they are to release is wrong. The interpreters, they interpret. According to what
they have
first spoken, all the rest to follow is wrong. They interpret tongues. We shall study that in the right
place. And they're here.
You cannot deceive church, let me tell you. Even if you hide poopoo where, the nose will sense it. This one is going to preach what to us. Is what smell wrong?
He's
a musician man.
Muyindi.
Indian?
Preacher.
Indian preacher. That's the way they connected with Brother Isma.
They
gave
a
number. He wants us to prepare a crusade for him here. That he trains pastors. I asked them, you trained them through what gifts. He didn't tell it to me. When I read many scriptures, he told me, you shouldn't use many scriptures, just few.
I asked him,
teacher of the word,
complaining
of many scriptures. Evangelists and teachers,
like Stephen,
many scriptures.
Nemo kama fesu na nyonyoro kuva ku Musa. Nemo banabi bonna. Kati kugena ku
train ngai. Now you going to train who?
Nemo gamba duri na kuogera kusuka ku byani.
You shouldn't reach speak beyond scripture. Nyinze
siri muntu akora argument.
Told me I don't make argue with people.
Nemo nange sajuinga na bantu na ine chibi.
Me I don't argue with people but with sin.
Kati yasibude WhatsApp yange
yajibude. Now we closed our WhatsApp, left it.
If you
rush, you feel you want money, you may bring them, you say, let them come, we get money. And they corrupt the entire congregation. Those who can ask them questions and they have no answer.
Bakolinse chisoka, esula ya kuminabili, olunyiriri.
1 Corinthians 12 verse 18.
Naye kakano Katonda yassaawo ebitundu buli kinnakimu mu mubiri ngabo yayagala. Olw'ekkumi n'omwenda era byonna singa kyali kitundu kimu omubiri gwandibadde wa. Olw'abiri naye kakano ebitundu biri bingi naye omubiri gumu. Olw'abiri mu olumu n'eriiso teriyinza kugamba mukono nti gwe sikwetaaga obana te omuntu okugamba ebigere nti mwe sibetaaga.
Now imagine
ugamba gwe mutwe gwe
kanisa. You say you are the head of the church. I am the head. They call it vision bearer.
Naye obugere sibwetaaga.
But I don't need the feet. I am the head.
Ugenda tambulo.
You're going to move how?
No singa omuntu akuri wali kutambula
mukuru. The head is single in moving itself. You say, what is this? This head is for who coming? Still, you don't see the person there. It's what I tell you.
Meant
to have all the gifts.
You know,
mark them out and we finish them out. Then we prove we have the Church of Christ.
Amen.
omubiri gwa Kristo
ogutuukiridde. The body of Christ which is complete.
Nabana kunganirira nabo babere bwebati.
Gather there will be like that.
Banga agambye zonne kanisa za Kristo weziri.
Churches of Christ where they are.
So sitya kugatta gatta mu mutume weje.
Join apostle of the other side.
Kano singana.
Now you find.
Nge kibina kya abantu chikungana.
Congregation of people has gathered.
Kale ngamma kunganirira gam.
In synagogue some of them.
Tugezenga miracle.
For example miracle.
Nayinga abamanyika ndoze birawo bya.
Those who know of their gifts.
Bali ngango baba basatu babiri
bana. They are like 3 or 2.
On
thousands of people seated.
They
don't know who they are. They are lost seated there. After we have the church, where is the church there?
You see
people as if you make them sit in a cinema to watch the film and you are the actor.
Banobatandika video oro ne babaita mutule muri
boba kunganya
sese ebazanya katemba
ku gather money as they play drama on their pulpits.
Katumaliyo wano.
Let us finish here.
Bakolinse chisoka esula ya 12 olunyo lwa 2 mwebiri.
First Corinthians 12:22.
Naye kisinga nnyo ebitundu bino ebyomubiri ebirowoozebwa okubeera ebinafu byetaagibwa. Olwabiri mu esatu, n'ebyo ebyokumubiri bye tulowooza obutaba na kitiibwa nnyo bye twambaza ekitiibwa ekisinga obungi.
Agamba nti waliwo muffe
tukanisa
tutudde
naye
nga waliwo obulaba obumu bwe tugamba ekyo nabwe
kitabaawo
but
it's needed. Even on our bodies, there are parts we despise. This one is not honorable, but they are what we clothe well. You know them very well. You want me to speak of them? The butt and hair. Now you
someone
can walk when they have not clothed the shirt. If you tell them take off the trouser, they say, I have no way of going.
I can't cover myself.
I can't cover myself. You first prepare yourself very well. And intercede.
Or
you stand like those who stand. And they release. If you shut and clothe them, you get cover yourself. You cover your
back.
You see the problem. You no more see well.
Even
your eyes are dizzy. The face you praise is looking funny.
Madam, madame
you say she's beautiful. What gets out from her, you can run. Now, you may see the scissors.
No, gamba babu no buchina.
Look at them.
Atan no bwe bwambalo bubi no
bukanisha. They don't look cloth funny in church.
Bwe butalabirirwa
buli yao. They are taken out of. They are there.
The
end of year time, we shall finish the next time.
And
the Sunday we shall ask God reveal you.
Your gift,
all your gifts. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.